You are watching a master at work.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever part of the day that you are tuning in. Welcome to the 45th episode of the Boogie 300. This is the life, the entertainment. I am your host, Nate Boogie, the host with the most. Holla at me. 773-234-5078. Again, that number is 773-234-5078. You can also email me to boogie300@gmail.com. Of course, I'm always social networking, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me at Nate Boogie or at Boogie300. As always, I have a great show lined up for you. We got to talk about Occupy Wall Street. If you don't know what that is, if you don't know about money, you definitely want to hear what I have to say about Occupy Wall Street and what's going on from coast to coast right now as far as finances in this country and how the consumers, the people, the regular citizens are starting to take a stand and starting to hold people accountable. Also, Fantasia, American Idol, always been a big fan of hers. Well, I take that back. I turned into a fan of hers, and then I started to come back on becoming a fan of hers because of just, and I, you know what? Just stay tuned. Also, I definitely want to talk about the BET Awards, what I thought about that, what I liked, what I didn't like. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the show. New music. Chi-Town Stand Up is coming with Blue Sky right here. It's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Let's go!
Luther with dreams, the young Denzel, the way I move through scenes. I'm like a preacher that once was a fiend, a story of change that came with wings. Pretty is the skyline, the sky is my eye line. Son of the most, so from up high I shine. Suited and proud, I stay mellow like Lala. Young fresh with dollars, ladies go gaga. I'm the cum laude, top of the class. Black Wall Street, so my stock will never crash. Giving what I ask, pure religion and cash. For the windows that open, I'm raising my glass. Daylight beams, nightlife schemes. This is my inception, I'm writing my dreams. Immortal view of a star doing what I'm born to do. I see the blue sky, say the Lord's coming through. It all started with a dream. I wanted to be Run DMC. The Lord put the blessing upon DMC. O to the M, dreams were spoken to him. That's when I knew my flows would overflow to the rim. Open my eyes, yes sir, this is what I made for. To go hard in the paint like D-Wade or D-Rose. From the same streets that we rose. International heroes at world primos. Red carpet magic, taking pictures with the president. Total for healthcare, my music is the medicine. My name holds weight, I am never hesitant. Different state resident, this is hood elegance. SLS classic, pursuing my passion. Known for fashion, now I'm Oscar party crashing. Immortal view of a star doing what I'm born to do. I see the blue sky, say the Lord's coming through. Coming through, coming through, coming through. Dreams that we had high. Even now it don't seem so bad, ma. Close my eyes to see things in front of me. I'm gone now, imagine what I'm gonna be. Dirty to worthy, now I'm all worthy. But brought up in Paris, looking all purdy. A mortal view of a star doing what I'm born to do. I see the blue sky, say the Lord's coming through. Ah, yeah. So loud.
Take that long to get me there. Keep running till I can't.
And welcome back. Like I said before, that's the big homie Common with Blue Sky. I'm really feeling that joint. Chi-Town, stand up. I'm Nate Boogie. This is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. You can also tweet at me, at Nate Boogie or at Boogie 300. Now, it's a big thing going on across the country right now. Started in New York City and it's starting to spread all the way to the West Coast. I'm talking about Occupy Wall Street. And if you don't know what this is, it's basically people just getting fed up. The everyday, hardworking consumer American is getting fed up with the cutbacks, the layoffs, the lack of money, the lack of credit that this company, that this country is offering to the everyday consumer, the small business owners. I mean, they're just, you know, just straining people, you know, putting a strain on people to where people cannot take it anymore. So they've decided, hey, we're going to protest on Wall Street, where all the money seems to be at and, you know, gambled away on a daily basis. So there's thousands of people in New York City right at Wall Street, sleeping out, doing whatever, just making it uncomfortable for people on Wall Street and letting their voices be heard. And this has caught fire and is starting to trend all the way across the country. I've seen it in Philadelphia, Memphis, and several other large cities. You know, the people are going to the city steps and are protesting, and the people are getting fed up. Long story short, anyways, I guess you're wondering how this ties into hip hop, huh? Well, the big homie Russell Simmons, Kanye West stopped by Occupy Wall Street, showed their respect. And the thing I respect about them is these guys are, of course, millionaires in their right. And they feel like, hey, yeah, we should be helping these people out. We should pay higher taxes. We should, you know, give a helping hand because we have. You know, and that's very respectable, very commendable. Of course, the media wants to try and tear Kanye West down because he shows up with his gold chains on. And it's like, did he not work? Did he not earn those checks to pay for those gold chains? That man could come down there draped in gold like he was King Tut if he wants to. The fact of the matter is he's still showing support to those less fortunate than he is. So shout out to Kanye West. Shout out to Russell Simmons. Shout out to the whole hip hop community getting down with this. Like I said, I'm a believer. Keep doing what you do. You have my support 100%. When I come back, though, I gotta talk about my girl Fantasia, American Idol turned reality TV superstar, turned just problem after problem after problem. I think it's self-inflicted though. Find out more when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Yeah, it's King Kong. You know my demo. Maybach, no limo, home. I'm sacked up too. I don't know what them folk doing. I'm flexing, no partner. Let go, Crit. Hey!
I'm flexing, shouting. I'm stupid, howling. I'm rapping, shouting. Bitch, you ain't yo. Yeah, I Gucci, partner. I Louis down. Don't do it, partner. Let's go. Roll my Louis, ho. A Kobe matching my kicks, bitch. Paparazzi everywhere I go. Got cameras all in my business. I rep the town, hold down, cruise all around in my old school. My speaker loud and my reefer too. I ain't speaking, bitch. Do I know you? Feds want me back behind that wall. That's the only place that I can't go. I'm focused, dog, and I ain't with that fuck shit. Thank you, sweet, but it ain't dope. I'm tried true when I'm riding through. I ain't hiding, naked, just hate me. My top it down and my pockets fat and my dimes clearer than HD.
I'm flexing, shouting. I'm stupid, ho. Shouted, bitch, you ain't no. I Gucci, partner. I look it down. Don't do it, partner. What's going down?
I rep the west of that A like this. Don't wanna talk about Bankhead. Still in the trap like a goddamn brick. Cause I love the hood, the king ain't dead. My hustle grand, my money long. My spot on top, bitch, I won't get. My position vacant, my crown away. And my throne is empty, I own that. Folk from Kirkwood have been here too. Some are here to Pittsburgh and all that. Real goons ride with me to Timbuktu. I ain't Gucci, dude, but you call that. Remember, yeah, the East Point, the old Nat Air, Riverdale, the center here all day. Decatur, the Simpson, Rose, on 44, Horton, nigga, fuck with me all way.
Nah, I'm flexing, shouting. Nah, I'm stupid, how. Nah, I'm rapping, shouting. Bitch, you ain't know. Nah, I Gucci, partner.
Them so-called dope boys ain't sold enough. OGs ain't old
open up. MCs ain't dope enough. I still split your coconut. You so, I'm like that. Tight work, bounce right back. Make room for your bit, dog. Nigga gon' get out my sack. That loud pack, I blow big. Always stunt so big. Please don't get wrong, homie. Other G's gon' bust your wig. The A is mine, no questions asked. The king home, bitch, the best back. My swagger turned just like my sack. I'm flexing, shouting, who's stopping now? I'm flexing, shouting, I'm stupid, hoe. I'm rapping, shouting, bitch, you ain't know. See what's in your face, big dog. Yeah, man. Big banks, no whammies, dog. You understand that? Yeah, doing real. I'm talking about real proper partner. You understand that? I got that sack, bruh. Prison ain't changed shit, homeboy. You understand that? Rubber bands on deck, that's why, home. Yeah, big crit, let do this shit one time, man.
New music from the king of the south, T.I. featuring Big Crit. That one is called I'm Flexing. Really feeling that joint. Shout out to the homie T.I. Stay out, homie. That's all I'm going to say. Stay out. We don't want to see you back in prison. We want to see you in the studio making music, making hot videos. What y'all think about that clothing line, by the way? Cool. I'm really feeling it. I seen some nice shirts in Macy's the other day. Shout out to the homie T.I. doing your thing. I see you. Diversify and multiply that dollar. Anyways, I'm Nate Boogie. This is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. I want to take a minute out and I guess congratulate myself and my crew, my staff, my people that helped me out. October 10th, 2010 was the first day Boogie300.com came online and celebrated an anniversary 2 days ago. So shout out to the crew. Shout out to everybody that supported me. We're keeping this thing going. We're just getting started. That's why I'm really not even caught up on the whole anniversary thing, because we just getting started. We got a long way to go. We got a lot of things to accomplish. This is just the beginning. That's just, you know, like a birthday. Yeah, another day. That's how I felt about it. So not finna get really caught up into that, but I just want to give a shout out to everybody that supported it this far. We got the wall paint on. We taking this thing another notch higher. Anyways, you can hit me up 773-234-5078. You can also get at me online, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can tweet at me at NateBoogie or at Boogie300. Now, my girl Fantasia, American Idol, have nothing but the utmost respect for her skill as a performer, as an entertainer. I wouldn't seen her, I forget, it was a couple years ago, but she was, I think at this time, she was opening up for Kanye West. And I think this was like right after, I might have been graduation or late registration. I can't remember which album, but all I wanted to see was Kanye West, and I ended up getting at the concert early. Got to see Fantasia perform, and my mind was just blown. You know, I immediately became not just a respecter of her entertaining and her singing skills, but I became a fan of it. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm feeling Fantasia. I'm, you know, loving it. But then she turns reality star. You know, let's BET just exploit her, her family for nothing. Nothing. Because in my eyes, you can't put a price tag on just airing out your family business. I don't see a price tag on it. I'd never just get on TV and talk about my brother, my sisters, my daughter, my mom, my dad. I just couldn't do it, you know. I would speak on the things that molded me in a small conversation, but never would I just get on TV and just put it all out there for the world to see. Not only that, then, you know, of course she has the ordeal where she starts messing around with the married man. The wife tries to sue. Now she's pregnant by him. She throws the baby shower on the married man and the estranged wife's anniversary. Now she's losing business because of this now. And, you know, seeing a lot more things getting put on her. Of course, you know, she's been casted to play Mahalia Jackson in her biopic, and the family of Mahalia Jackson is really not feeling, you know, her playing Mahalia Jackson now because of what she's got going on in her personal lives. The budget for the movie has now exceeded $4 million, more than what it was set out to. Filming for the movie has been pushed back because of her pregnancy, and I don't think she even told the people till she was like 4 months. You know, she started putting on all this weight, and she said that it was for the movie, when in all actuality she was pregnant and knew she was pregnant and just wasn't telling anybody. So it's like, come on, Fantasia. You know, your personal life is your personal life, but now it's affecting your business life, and you're starting to lose it, and you're starting to lose fans, and just the people who ride or die with you are starting to, you know, pull back because it's like you want to do other things. And, you know, not saying you don't put your personal life first, but then at the same time, you have to respect your business and what puts food on that table at the same time. So this is my plea to Fantasia. Get it together, sister. I'm off of it. I still think you're a great American Idol at the end of the day. When I come back, y'all know I gotta voice my opinion on the BET Hip Hop Awards. Who did what? What I liked, what I didn't like, the ciphers, the performances, the awards, who won them, who didn't. Find out more when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Yeah, everybody got a bad side track. Let me see that shit. What you say, Cole ain't hot, what? Where you read that shit? You believe that shit? All cause some lame nigga tweet that shit. How you see my shows? How you see my hoes? If I wasn't hot, would they be so thick? Guess not. Got a game in the headlock. I'm blasting that, I'm laughing at you, old niggas, red fox. Don't mind me, boy, I'm red hot. Nigga, they not. I'm over here, I'm over there, I'm everywhere, they not. You never play me, nice trap. Ballin' in a nice spot. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Hello, Mr. Nice Watch. You don't want no problems. Put yourself in a tight spot. So you can look but don't touch. I stay on my toe like the White Sox. Cause it cost me a lot. My chain and my watch. They say time is money, but really it's not. If we ever go broke, girl, then time is all we got. And you can't make that back. No, you can't make that back. So let's ball while we here. Let's ball while we here. Like ain't no tomorrow, like ain't no next year. Drink away all our problems, make it rain with no care. Like I make that back. Fuck it, I make that back. Go. Nice watch. Stack on black. I ain't never been a high roller. Now it's racks on racks. Never thought that I would ride Rover. But I'm back on track. Add to the fact that I never really drive sober. Cold world, but I'm hot as shit. Do that mean that I'm bipolar? Young, black, and gifted. I rap like it's Christmas Eve. Coach wouldn't let a nigga off the bench. No wonder why they quit the team. But I'm cut from a different sleeve. Cold world, so the wrist will freeze. Hurry up with your pictures, please. I gotta make history. It cost me a lot. My chain and my watch. They say time is money, but really it's not. If we ever go broke, girl, then time is all we got. And you can't make that back. No, you can't make that back. So let's ball while we here. Let's ball while we here. Like ain't no tomorrow, like ain't no next year. Drink away all our problems, make it rain with no care. Like I make that back. Fuck it, I make that back. Go. Nice watch. Watch.
Got a Hue blow, I call it Tebow. I strap that bitch with a gator band. Y'all niggas ball hat time. Y'all niggas like the gator band. Y'all niggas need a timeout. Who got these niggas all wind up? Cocksucker, I'm 730. Y'all know where y'all niggas gon' wind up. No one missed the nice guy. Hello, Mr. Nice Watch. Only but a matter of time if I hit y'all niggas with a nice shot. Y'all niggas been out called the law. Get no blood on my Audemars. Meaning y'all been out waste my time. When y'all ready, I take the water boy. Meanwhile, I'm just chopping off doors. Put the front on the back, cause I'm back and forth. Put the front on the back of the back like a boss. So I'm fronting on niggas when I'm backing off. What up, Cole? It's your time, let these niggas know. Trust your role, these only motherfucking hoes. Whenever you ready, go.
It cost me a lot, oh, yeah. My chain and my watch.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. Nice watch. If we ever go broke, oh, yeah. Then time is all we got.
Straight off his album, Cold World. Probably my favorite song off the album. J. Cole, Jay-Z, Mr. Nice Watch. Such a deep message in that song. You need to rewind it and listen to the words of that song until you understand it. Anyways, I'm Nate Boogie. This is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Last segment, let's go. BET Awards, BET Hip Hop Awards was last night, hosted by Mike Epps. And scale from 1 to 10, I'm had to give it a strong 5. Performance-wise, I loved the opening. Jeezy, T.I., loved it. And the cyphers, I think the cyphers almost overshadowed the whole show. Because I was seeing, I mean, some of the cyphers were going on for like, it seemed like 5 and 10 minutes at a time. And then, you know, it's called the BET Hip Hop Awards. Awards being the key word, where you know, present the nominees and then you present the awards. Well, in the 2 hours of the show, I want to say I seen maybe 5 awards given away. And Chris Brown was the winner of what seemed like 3 of the 5, and he wasn't there. So Busta Rhymes, you know, because it was for the song Look At Me Now, and he was getting awards for him. And then they presented LL Cool J with the, you know, Achievement Award, Lifetime Achievement Award, rightfully so. And then you had the performances from legendary Heavy D. Also, who else performed that was older? I can't remember right off the top of my head, but the thing that it was just like, you could kind of tell it was like in a smaller venue and everybody, you know, had lip sync going on. It just, the overall production just kind of peeves me from BET standpoint. And I mean, they were even selling the rights to the awards, the name of the awards. Like it would be like, The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Hot 16 Award goes to, and I'm like, are y'all serious? Did y'all really sell the naming rights to the award to a candy bar? You know, the cyphers got Sprite everywhere. It's like, come on, man. That ain't where the cypher started at. You know, the cypher, a group of people standing on the corner, you know, and they was just going in. Now we got to see Sprite everywhere. Everything in black and white except the Sprite logo. Come on, y'all. Come on, BET. I need you to do better, you know. But overall, I get, like I said, I'm halfway in between the show. I love some of the performances, but the direction of it, and, you know, you could just tell it was just, how can we sell this? How can we sell this? Not how can we entertain and big up to the hip hop audience and big up to the hip hop artists in the community or whatever. It was just give it to them. They'll eat it up. But it is what it is. I still love this thing called hip hop to the day I die. I'm a promoter to the day I die. It's what Boogie300.com is all about and will always be all about. But on that note, I'ma jump up off my soapbox. I'ma zip my lips up. I'm finna get up out of this episode. I've enjoyed riding with you as I do each and every week. If you're listening to me for the first time, continue to listen. If you listen to me every week, continue to listen. Shout out to my lovely daughter, Lil Boogie. I love you. Shout out to my girl, Tip Tip. Check her out on Twitter at Flystyle Society. You know the business. Y'all have a safe, prosperous week. Keep this thing moving. This is the life, the entertainment, celebrating 1 year, baby. It's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show, and I'm out. Peace.